The Emperor's Axe by Alex Goff and read by David Thorpe for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Rome, December 211 AD. Heavily bruised from repeated beatings and the impact of stones thrown during a riot, arms aching from the impact of a sword fight, bone-weary after a race across the city to save the life of the emperor, Silas looked at the chaos in front of him and said, "Fuck." Attius nodded. "I couldn't agree more." They had been making their way slowly from the Praetorian camp, where they had left the now sole emperor Antoninus Caracalla, heavily guarded by his most loyal bodyguards and Praetorians. The scent of smoke wafted across the city, and the air was full of distant cries and screams. Only hours before, Rome had been ruled by the two brothers, Caracalla and Geta. Since then, Geta had tried to kill Caracalla, and with the help of Silas, freshly escaped from prison and torture, Caracalla had slain his brother and taken the throne. Now, Silas and Attius were heading back toward Silas's lodgings in the Subura, where they hoped to recuperate from their injuries and their fatigue with a long drink and a longer sleep. But interfering with this simple plan was a detachment of Praetorian guards who were sprawled across the Vicus Patricius, which linked the Viminal Hill to the Subura. The Praetorians were normally pristine in appearance, metalwork polished like mirrors, leather buffed, boots spotless. But these soldiers, set loose on the city by Caracalla's orders to go and reward their loyalty by looting the temples and treasuries, sported uniforms covered in dust, blood and vomit. Buckles were undone. Belts hung loose, and they laughed, cheered, and sang with drink-slurred voices. The reason for their celebrations, apart from the huge bribe in the form of cash and increased rations that Caracalla had given them, was that they had just looted a small temple. In the temple courtyard in front of the steps leading up to the colonnaded building, half a dozen soldiers surrounded a priest. The young lad, barely old enough to have started shaving, was on his knees, blood and snot dribbling from his nose, begging for them to stop while the soldiers laughed. A centurion sat on the steps of the temple with his optio, a small chest open, counting silver coins with the look of a child who has been given a bag full of honeyed treats. Some of the soldiers were drinking wine from silver goblets, heads tilted back and pouring into open mouths so it overflowed and ran down their chins. Silas and Attius exchanged weary glances. "This isn't going to be pretty," muttered Silas.
"You'll fit right in then," said Attius.
"Come on."
They approached the drunken soldiers cautiously, hands away from their swords, attempting to appear unthreatening. They were half a dozen yards away before one of the Praetorians noticed them and stood up abruptly, swaying slightly. He had a mop of curly red hair, exposed, as his helmet was nowhere to be seen.
"What the fuck do you want?" he slurred.
"No trouble," said Silas. "We just want to pass through."
"This road is ours," said the soldier.
"The road belongs to the emperor and the senate and people of Rome," said Silas.
"Rome is ours tonight,"
put in another soldier, his bushy black beard damp with wine.
"The emperor told us to go and take what we wanted, and he said no man should stop us."
"I was there," said Silas, "and he said to take what he has granted you. He didn't say anything about owning the streets or beating up priests."
The redhead looked over to the priest in time to see one of the guards give him a hefty kick in the abdomen.